Hey, beloved, welcome back to another episode of Christian Singles Today. You're here today with your Christian relationship coach, Reverend Simone Lee, aka Simone the Beloved. I just want to apologize ahead of time that I'm feeling a little bit under the weather today, so my voice sounds kind of weird, but I just really felt like it was really important to keep our date and just come hop on here and have our conversation, because we just started something really meaningful, I think, the last few weeks as we were talking about why prayer is so important as a Christian single, and then how that loops into praying for our marriage, for our relationships, whether it's our friendships, our marriage, and the future. And then as we dug deeper into that, then we started conversation about sexuality and why it's important to reconcile with our sexuality. And when we talk about sexuality, we start talking about what purity means, and that there's all these voices in the church and the culture that tries to tell us what is purity and why it's good or why it's not significant anymore. And so last week we really talked about that perhaps there's an invitation in the prayer that God wants us to seek His will, to understand what purity and sexuality really means for each and every one of us, and that it's not a checklist of things that we should abide by what other people have set up for us, but that it's something maybe unique for each individual, and that He desires for us to search for that as we go on this journey to understand more of who we are in Him and how He wants to relate to each of us individually, uniquely as a human being, because we are to relate to Him, to ourselves in this world uniquely, and not just how others been telling us to relate to this world. And before we start all that, just gonna encourage you to snuggle up to a nice comfortable spot so that you can just take this time for yourself and just pay attention to what the Holy Spirit is prompting you to have further conversations about, and write that down so that you can continue to pray about this during your week. So today, let us talk about purity as a safeguard, or as a means to build up our boundaries, to understanding how we want to foster relationships and build our relationships with other people, whether it's in friendship and families, or whether you're looking for a significant person to date or for your future marriage, etc. As I was saying before, purity is about God's will for us and understanding who He created us to be, and having that desire to want to live in who we're created to be authentically. Therefore, when we understand that, then purity can help us to have a boundary, a set of what I'd like to do, what I do not like to do, how I want to interact with people, and what will build trust and respect in my relationships with people. And this will help the way we learn to interact with the world, whether it's with people you just meet as acquaintance for work, your friends, and your family. Therefore, when we understand boundary, then it's easier to make decisions that is integral to who you are in your everyday life. Then it's easy to know what are your yeses and what are your nos without being just pulled by the whims of everyone else's desire. Have you ever gotten yourself into situations where you're thinking, oh, why am I here? What am I doing here? Why am I doing this? Whether it's work that you should have said no to, or even just a social gathering that you really should have said no to because you just needed that time to unwind and sleep earlier or whatever. But having these kind of boundaries is really important as we grow older. And we want to be that person who understands who we are and is true to who we are, authentic to the person that I want to be and who God has called me to be and who I'm created to be in this world. And purity is part of that safeguarding, part of that helping us to understand our boundaries and where we want to draw the line in the way we relate to ourselves and to one another. And like, that's why it was so important that last week we talked about that. We need to have that opportunity to seek God, have Him help us to understand what is purity in our life specifically, and what does that look like for you specifically in your relationship with Him. And if you haven't had time, beloved, to do that, I encourage you to go back to last week's episode where we went through a lot more detail and we went through some prayers of how we'd be able to do that. So you may be thinking here, why do I need to have this conversation now? I am perfectly happy being a single person. I don't even know if whether I want to be in a relationship or not. Why do I need to seek about what purity looks like? Why don't I just have that conversation with God when I get there? I can really understand that mentality, but I just want to encourage you that sometimes it's better to be ready for situations instead of finding yourself caught up in situations and then starting to wonder, how did I get myself here? And that is essentially like what boundary is about. You don't end up 5 years into your life and wondering, how did I get myself here? Why am I looking around at your friends and thinking, why am I hanging around these people? Why am I indulging in habits or behaviors that I don't even really enjoy? It's not part of who I am. It's not fostering and adding to who I wanted to be as a human being. And that is why, even as a single person, we need to be mindful and careful about the people we surround ourselves with. Are they adding fuel to your fire, to becoming more and more that person God created you to be? Or are they watering you down? You know, even if they're not a bad influence in your life, but if they're not encouraging you to be growing in Christ more and more every day, then what are you doing with your life? Do you seek to be a lukewarm person that is neither yourself nor swimming with the culture? Or do you at least desire to be one or the other? And that is so important, beloved. It is so essential that you do not squander your lifetime away not knowing your purpose here. And that is why I really wanted to encourage us to understand why it's so important to pray into understanding who God created us to be and have that safeguard, so that when we relate with other people, that we would know how we want to be treated, so that as you start to think about dating or marriage, or even sometimes you're not even intentionally looking, but then you find someone, you would already know what your standards are and what your non-negotiables are. That you would know how to have a God-centered relationship with other people already, because you've been practicing that in your friendship, in your family, in your work dynamics, with yourself. You know how you want to have your relationship with God, and you know what kind of future you want with God, and what kind of partner you're looking for, and what things that you cannot compromise if you want to walk towards that future that God's been planting in your heart, that you've been working hard towards. And as you build that strong foundation for yourself as an individual, then when two people come together, that strong foundation will multiply and strengthen not only your relationship with one another, but it will affect the relationships all around you. It will bring people to look at your relationship and wonder, what's different? What are they doing that's different from what the world has been telling us of how we should be approaching dating, how we should be approaching engagement, marriage, or family, parenting, and all that good stuff? But all of that needs to start now. And that is why I just really wanted to encourage you guys to get into that posture of seeking from God, asking God to help you to understand who it is that He created you to be, and why this is so important to Him, for you, for this world, and how this world would not be as complete if you were not fully flourishing in the person that you have been created to be. Now, a lot of us are caught up in this thinking that there are selected individuals who are called to be a pastor, minister, worship leader, missionary, evangelist. God has an important call in each and every one of our lives. And just like the butterfly effect, every change in you affects the change of all the other people around you. And as you become more and more of the person that God had created you to be, that is the impact that you've been called to have on your life. Just like it is my own personal journey, my relationship with God, that has gotten me this far, so that as I work with other people seeking their own relationship with God, I'm able to speak from experience, and I can speak from wisdom and understanding of how God works and how God loves and invites us in our everyday life to grow closer and closer to Him. And because of that experience of seeing how that transformed lives, then as God encourages me to share my stories on this podcast, I can be full of courage to know that even if there's only one person that hears a story and is changed by it, then it is worth my time. It is worth the work. It is worth the embarrassment of putting myself out there. So beloved, whether or not you have found your purpose in life yet, I encourage you to continue to have this conversation with God, to ask Him about, how does understanding more about my sexuality and purity in my life help me to understand how You're calling me to interact with this world, how You're helping me to understand who I am created to be, and what kind of boundaries to set in my relationships as safeguards. You know, safeguards is not just about protecting ourselves, But safeguard is also about safeguarding and stewarding well the life that God has given to you and I. That the time on this earth that He's given to us, the relationships that He's given us, that we would use that time well and we would steward these relationships well. We would love one another well. And when we don't understand purity and sexuality, a lot of times these relationships boundaries get blurred and our understanding of loving one another gets distorted. And that is why I feel it is very, so very important that we hop on these kind of conversations with God and start asking Him to provide you wisdom and strength, wisdom to understand what healthy relationships are, what healthy boundaries are, the strength to set them and to maintain them, and also to pray for a circle of people that can be accountability, friends and family that can support and encourage you, and to love you as you explore these boundaries, these safeguards, and practice them, encouraging you to surround yourself with more and more people that want to treat you the way that you were intended to be treated. So beloved, I also work with a lot of people who comes to me and they're really upset about the fact that, you know what, if I am to set such a high standard for relationships, for family and friends in my life, then I would have no friends. And they're very upset about that. And I can totally understand that. I remember being like that. I was like, wow, if I am to have that, I'll have to cut off all these people in my life. But the truth is, you deserve better. And unless you tune out what is sucking out your time, your energy, your love, you won't have time and energy to actually meet the people that wants to love you the way that God loves you and honors you, and that you deserve to be loved and honored. And that is part of like my job also as a Christian relationship coach, is that I would be that support system with you while you're on that journey and helping you to be that safeguard when you're still looking for accountability partners and not able to find one naturally in your circles yet. And that is why I would really encourage you to get in touch with me if you're one of the people that's feeling like, I really am ready to have healthier relationships in my life, but I can't find that right now yet. And I don't even know how to start setting up these boundaries, asking God to give me wisdom because I can't even discern what is right from wrong because I've been living in these toxic cycles for so very long. Beloved, I've been there. And I've worked with so many people that's in there. So I just want to encourage you, get in touch with me on social media, Simone the Beloved. And I would love to work with you. I would love to give you a free session to even just give you encouragement to understand what are some things you can do to get your feet off the ground. So be sure to get in touch with me on social media or email me. All of my contact information is down below in the description. But before we go, I just want to wrap this up in a word of a prayer. Father, we thank you so much that you love each and every one of us, even before we were conceived, that you have a beautiful plan for us. We're not a mistake, but that you have a purpose for us, a purpose that is so much greater than anything we can imagine and conceive in our own. Lord, I pray that you awaken these dreams in us, that they would excite us so much that we would want to understand more of who I am as an individual, and that we will reconcile ourselves to you, that we will want to be all of that, because we see the beauty that you see us with. So if there's any brokenness in our lives, Lord, that requires healing, we just want to invite you this week to help us see it and bring them to you and allow you to speak your truth and your wisdom into it. Lord, and especially in the areas of understanding our sexuality and our purity and our boundaries, God, we seek your revelation and your light to shine in these areas and surround us with people that can support us on this journey so that we know that we're not doing this alone, but all the more, you're always with us on this journey. And God, we're just so thankful also for this community that we have here online where we can support one another this way, Lord. And I pray that you continue to bless and flourish this relationship, that we can continue to be that safe haven, to go in deeper with you, to talk about the real life struggles of what it means to be a Christian in today's society. There are a lot of good things happening, but there's also a lot of real life struggles that's not being talked about in our Christian circles or church. And I just want to invite you here to be a part of these conversations so that we can be candid with you and that we know that you are the one that's inviting us to have more raw conversations with you, because you know us, you see us anyways, just as we are. But it's time that we understand who you created us to be so that we can flourish and shine in your image. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved, thank you so much for sticking by with me today for another episode. Look forward to talking to you guys again next Tuesday. And just a reminder before we go, just know that you are loved, you are accepted, and you belong. Have a great and wonderful week.